Monday, August 18th, 2025, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
Just waiting for you guys to stop talking.
Mom's a word.
Okay.
All right, call to order the meeting of the Dakota County Board of Equalization for August 18th, 2025. Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call.
Brian.
Present.
Jeff.
Here.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Present.
I did get a call from Rick. He's going to be out of town for 10 days, and he said that he would not be here today. So,
make a motion to excuse Commissioner Bosquet.
I'll second. Jeff.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes. Current copy of Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance to of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of items on the agenda if necessary. Consent agenda item. Approval of previous minutes, August 4th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda item A.
I'll second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes. New business. Christy. Request approval of tax list correction 7-1613.02, parcel 22007-7452, correction for to 2025 protest valuation.
Yeah, I was looking at a different parcel that Emmett owns, and I wrote down the wrong value. So the no change should have been based on the 36,065, not the 38,6. 38,6 was a different parcel.
Okay.
And motion to approve that motion 2A.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. Mail and or emergency business? Public comment? Nothing? I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
All right, 2:49.
All right, 3 o'clock meeting here.
We want to slow.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Take roll.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Present.
Jeff.
Yes.
Again, Rick is out of town. He had called me and said that he was going to be out of town. So.
I have a motion to excuse.
One second.
Yeah. Can we excuse the baby too?
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Before we get started, I'd like to take a couple of minutes to stick around here. I'd like to take a couple of minutes to recognize somebody that works for our Dakota County Sheriff's Office. We've in the last few years recognized people that have worked for us where they have something that goes on and they go what we feel is above and beyond. And Deputy Mueller had a situation. Brian is going to explain a little bit more about what happened.
All right, so we got this email from Chief Koopman, the fire chief in South Sioux City, advising Deputy Mueller's actions that happened on the afternoon of June 19, 2025, at approximately 14:30 hours. Deputy Keaton Mueller came upon a serious two-vehicle collision at the intersection of Highway 110 and Highway 20. This incident occurred within the primary response area of Dakota State Fire Department, mutual aid was requested from South Sioux City Fire Department. Prior to our arrival, we were informed that they were that there were three critical injured patients upon Chief Koopman's arrival. engine 201 from South Sioux City Fire. Our crew found all three patients receiving care, with one in a particularly grave condition, an elderly male who has sustained a traumatic amputation of his left arm and had experienced significant blood loss. There was an incredible severe and traumatic injury. On that, it's difficult for anyone to witness, let alone respond to. Chief Koopman was informed that Deputy Mueller immediately applied a tourniquet and maintained direct pressure on the wound. It is Chief Koopman's firm belief that his swift actions, Deputy Mueller's swift actions and decisive actions were critical in saving the patient's life. It goes on with, he wanted to extend his deepest gratitude and commendation to Deputy Mueller for outstanding response. His quick thinking and composed execution under pressure undoubtedly made the difference between life and death in the case. And the 40 years of Chief Koopman's experience in emergency response, one truth that has stood out constantly, our brothers and sisters in law enforcement are especially skilled at recognizing and responding to life-threatening bleeding. They know how to act quickly, and they know how to apply a tourniquet effectively. Deputy Mueller is a shining example of that. Everyone on our response team from the South City Fire Department recognized the excellence of Deputy Mueller's performance that day. You have exceptional duty in him, or deputy in him, and I have no doubt in represent the caliber of professionalism and dedication found throughout our department. Please extend our sincere thanks to all your deputies, and we are grateful for each and every one of them. So,
Keaton, why don't you step up here?
Brian, why don't you step up with you?
Good.
On behalf of Dakota County, the commissioners and Dakota County, we would like to present to you life-saving award for the actions that you took on that day, and thank you for all that you've done for us.
Can I get that for you?
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate you. You have a copy of that letter, don't you?
Yes.
All right, it's always great to start with something good.
Yeah, that's always nice to have a positive thing.
Yeah. Public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments on anything that is not on today's agenda. So if you want to make a comment on anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward. You bet. Come on up.
Just, I really don't even know if I need to make this
comment. Just state your name there.
My name is Emmett Albanicious, for all of you that don't know who I am. I already talked to Marty. We got this situation on our road, H Avenue, comes off Highway 20, and the road is just terrible shape. I mean, it's rutted. It's water has to lay in the road because of there's no drainage. Because my grandmother told me years ago there was a cemetery over on what's Bursinger's addition, and it's true because Gary Bierman and Kevin Bierman and all the Biermans that I used to call, go up there and clean the cemetery. Mrs. Morgan was our teacher, which is Larry Morgan's mother, Mike Morgan's grandmother. So the situation was they could never build the road up because they were afraid they would get into the cemetery. Mm. That's why that road's never been built. So I would think it might be a good idea maybe to take some surveyors out there and see if they can build the road up. And build the road up, not take mm-hmm. the sides out of the road. Just my idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, in the meantime, I really appreciate you guys that get a maintainer out there and put some good gravel, not the stuff that comes out of Ingate Cedar. I mean, really, get some really good gravel on that base. That's what we need to do.
Yep.
And I talked to Marty ahead of it, but I appreciate you listening to me.
Yep, and that's just from Highway 35 to the railroad tracks. It's not like it's a big section of road.
It's Highway 20.
Yeah, Highway 20 to the railroad track south.
Yeah, right. It's a very important road because that connects your two substations.
Yeah.
It's a very important road to have gravel on.
Yeah.
So if you would do that, it'd be a really good idea.
Yep.
Okay.
We will definitely talk to Jolene, and she will make it happen. I know she will. Thanks, guys.
All right,
thank you. Come up.
Okay.
Come aboard.
Okay, I'm Jean Broyhill, and I sent an email out to all of you. And I am just here to express again my concern about the solar farm. And I appreciate Commissioner Rodriguez sending me some answers, so I appreciate that. I'm late to the game. I wasn't aware that this was going on, and I know tomorrow night's meeting is very important, and I will be out of town, so I will not be able to attend that meeting. Has the decision been made, even without the hearing tomorrow night?
No, no decisions have been made. It hasn't even been sent to the commissioners. They're finishing it up at Planning and Zoning, and then after they're done, then it'll be forwarded to us, and then we'll make a decision on it.
All right. I was on Planning and Zoning for Dakota City, so I'm somewhat aware of that process. But so how long, and you've got all the answers to the questions basically?
Well, Planning and Zoning is doing all of that now. So they're the ones that have been meeting with them on a weekly or a biweekly basis, and they've had it meeting. So they haven't come and made their recommendations to us.
Okay, so when do you all anticipate that, or do you have any idea when you would do that?
I would think that after they make their decision, you know, probably within the next 2 weeks at our next meeting, I would think it would probably be on our agenda.
Okay.
But it'll be on our agenda 2 weeks, or you know, a week in advance. So if you're looking to be here at that meeting,
okay, good. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Good to see you in person, and not just an email.
Yeah, I really appreciate your response.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anybody else? All right. Consent agenda items: approval of the previous minutes from August 14th, 2025. Approval of payroll accounts, payroll claims from August 3rd to August 16th. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of the monthly accounts payable claims. And then approval of reports from the Register of Deeds, the County Clerk, and the Clerk of District Court. I came in earlier, went through all of the claims. Everything seemed to be in order. Payroll had got finished this afternoon. I came back and went through payroll and looked through the deeds and clerk of district court. Everything appeared to be in order.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Now we're going to have a public hearing starting at 3:10. For the purpose of giving citizens an opportunity to support opposition or to make neutral comments regarding the abandonment of public road known as at intersection of S Avenue and 207th Street, starting at S Avenue, going west to the dead end, approximately 0.265 miles in Section 27, Township 28, and Range 6E, Dakota County, Nebraska. So is there anybody here to speak in favor of that closing? Is there anybody here to speak in opposition to the closing? Any neutral comments with regard to the closing? All right, at this time, we'll go ahead and close the hearing at 3:11. So then going forward at our next meeting, that'll be on our agenda again to go forward with that. Next we have Sheriff's Office to present distress warrants showing the total amount collected or current distress warrants and the amount remaining uncollected. Board approve report and authorize the assessor to remove the property from tax rolls. Said property is recommended on the sheriff's distress warrant report to be stricken and deleted by correction. Randy.
Did pretty good.
Good afternoon.
Randy is no rookie when it comes to distress warrants. He's done it a lot of years.
So you'll note on there, there's three properties distressed. So I need to have the permission to have the thing up. One of them is some equipment that I actually, that property has been closed out already. It's a different company that has stuff that's gone when they took it. The other two are two mobile homes that disappeared in the night, and they're not the ones sitting on lots now from the trailer courts. Total value of the three that are being stricken was $128.49. Total value of taxes. So, I mean, it wasn't very good property anyway.
Yep.
We did have one other property that we sold at sheriff's sale. The guy gave us a dollar for it. And as soon as this is approved here and he has the title in hand, it's going to be dismantled and hauled off. It's nothing but, in his own words, rats and vermin and
yeah.
stuff. He wouldn't even walk in it because the roof is collapsed and everything. So that was it for. Everything else was satisfied. Money was turned over along with the interest. We started out with 127 of them all together. Total value then was $15,584.51. And with interest and everything collected, we collected $16,716.18.
Well, thank you, Randy, for doing that.
Make a motion then for them to be able to strike.
Make a motion to strike those. Was it three?
Yeah, four.
It was four.
Yeah,
four.
It's four. Three
that's
stricken,
and
one
sold. Yeah, one sold. Yeah. I'd second that motion.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Board to review and approve or not approve entering into an interlocal agreement for joint application for the Bridge Investment Program, BIP, between Saline County and participating counties. Highway Superintendent will explain this project to us.
All right. Enlighten us.
All right. Inform us.
So the federal government has come out with these grants, but a lot of them have a minimum threshold amount or minimum dollar amount. This one in particular is $2.5 million. A lot of the counties can't replace a bridge for 2.5 unless they're, you know, Sarpy, Douglas, some of them bigger counties.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is there's several of us counties trying to go together to apply for this grant, pool our money, make it more attractive. Hopefully we get chosen for it. So a couple counties pulled out simply because one had flooding a couple weeks ago and they can't wait for the grant process.
Yeah.
And another, they initially wanted in, but part of the requirements is to have a detour route.
Okay.
And this went back to a dead end road, so they couldn't participate. So I can't remember how many counties are left, 7 or 8. I don't know.
Is this for bridge replacement?
Bridge replacement.
And
yes.
Strictly for replacement, not for bridge repair.
Right, strictly replacement. So the I. Adams Bridge, I've been trying to get on the county bridge match program with that since.
Which one? I'm sorry.
The I. Adams Bridge is on S Avenue, just south of 170th Street. I've been trying for years to get a grant. And so this one popped up, and I threw it in there, and it's passed the preliminary round, different things. So fingers crossed, we get it. So the idea is to have an interlocal agreement. Saline County is going to take the lead on it. So everything's going to kind of go through them. One contractor will get the bid for all of the bridges.
Okay.
So it'll be kind of an attractive offer to the contractors as well.
Mm-hmm.
They know they can get
several bridges as opposed
yep.
to one at a time.
It's going to be a little.
NDOT is helping with this. They have been going through everything. I've gone through a lot of Teams meetings, phone calls. They are doing everything they can to help us. When I was on the phone with them today, I actually asked them about North Bluff Road as well, about different grants out there. So she says there's one now. If we could hurry up and submit for by September 8th, that can help with the preliminary design if we are chosen. And then another one in March that could actually help with the construction phase of it. So NDOT's got a lot of things out there. They're more than willing to help. So
cool.
Hopefully we
yeah, can. Anything to move any of that forward, I sure appreciate you taking the time and doing the legwork on that.
It's a new experience for a lot of us.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's definitely...
I also just want to take a second. We're in the middle of the budget phase of our year, and Jolene has been very good at coming back and meeting with us and going through her budget line by line and just trying to find places so we can be in compliance with the new legislative restrictions. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, so we'll find out in October, beginning of November, we've made it through the next round on this. So this is just the starting phase of it. So we'll
keep you posted on how things go. There will be a public engagement portion of this where they want to do a survey, so anybody who uses this bridge, who may benefit, schools, law enforcement, 911, public, land, anybody. So once that survey comes out, I'll need help distributing that to try and get it out to people. I thought some of the guys could go door to door because there's some people who don't have internet, smartphones, all of that to do that. So they specifically are going to do a paper form for us.
Okay.
Nice. They were going to put something, because I said there, I know there's a couple people out there who use that that just won't do the survey. Yes, so she's working on that as well. So that'll be kind of the next step to get that out there. So we'll need some help promoting that as well.
Very good. Have you noticed with the new fiber that's going in around the county where they're running it kind of on your county roads, it really softens that up when we get the next couple rains?
Yeah, and so, and I've talked to the phone company, and they are willing to do whatever it takes to help pay for gravel replacement. If they did hit a culvert, they're going to replace the culvert, different things like that. So, yeah, they're on board with us. We're just keeping track of everything, so at the end we can
hand
them a bill. Yep.
Very good. All right. So then we just will hop to old business so you don't have to go sit down. And, or do you?
We
have,
need a motion on that. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to wait till Rahelio gets back?
No, Rahelio, he's ready to make
that. Right. I make a motion that we approve interlocal agreement for the VIP.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rahelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Now we'll go to old business.
We have 288 hours maintaining roads, 67.5 hours of overtime, 10 hours on tree removal, 4 hours on bridge maintenance. They will be starting our fracture critical inspections anytime now. So they went out and weeded it around those bridges to make sure they're ready. We finished 270th Street with 24 hours, 19 hours on 260th, 18 hours on Kesley, 8 hours on 200th Street, and then South Bluff and Fiddler Creek. We got 4 hours on each of those, and those are just in the beginning stages of getting those culverts replaced. 4 hours of patching should not be there. Sorry, that's from last time. 182 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 632.7 tons of 1-inch rock on the road and 458.86 tons of road gravel. We hauled a couple hundred tons of 1-inch rock and gravel each into the yard. 20 hours on sign repairs, and then several requests for grading and graveling. Any questions?
When are you going back to 5-day?
That needs to be worked out with the union.
We have to have a meeting on that.
We usually do about mid-September. We do have several projects that we're hoping to get through before we get to that point. So I can say something to Dean and maybe talk with the guys and kind of see what they're thinking. And
we have.
You've been working on that? Okay.
No. Anything else?
Okay.
All right, we're good.
Thank you.
Discuss and determine if the board will go on a bus tour of roads and set a date. Now that school started again, we had talked about going back out and looking at roads, which I think we've done a couple of times in the past. I think it's a good idea. What do you guys think? You down with a road tour?
I'm down with that. If Ryan drives.
Do you think that we could get a... I know we've used Homer's in the past.
Yep. I think that they would love to take us on a tour.
When would you guys like to do it? Would you like to do it like in a morning before a meeting? On the same day, like on a Monday? Or does it make a difference?
I don't think it makes a difference to them.
I guess it doesn't make a difference.
The biggest difference is make sure that there's no activities. You know,
yeah, it'd be nice if it was a day without school. They would kind of go whenever.
Mm-hmm. You got to take into account he's a professor now.
That's true, he is. Do you want to just kind of look for a date?
Yep.
And
there's some fall breaks and stuff coming up too, and then that might work the best, just so we don't have to try to
do it around school. All
right.
Okay. All right. Yep. Commissioner committee reports. Anybody have anything in the last 2 weeks?
I don't remember. I'm sure I had something, but I don't remember.
Do you want to comment on the budget?
Yeah. So just briefly on the budget, when we got our initial numbers back, we were almost $3 million over our budget. After everybody went through and cut what they thought they could, we were about $750,000 over our budget. We've gone back through, and we're getting pretty close to that number because a lot of people have been willing to, you know, really go a long ways to make that happen. There is a provision. The budget has changed completely. It's based on inflation and the amount of growth your county has. This year, our county, it's not final, but it doesn't look like there's going to be much growth in our county. Inflation rate was 5%, 5.3, so that's the maximum. There are a few provisions where you can go over that. The commissioners that I've talked to, nobody's willing to be the first guinea pig to see what happens when you do that, so we're doing everything in our power to stay within that. So, you know, originally it said that for public safety, there was going to be an exception. But if you took, say you took 5% over your budget this year, next year they would take it out of your budget. As it came out, it doesn't look like that is the case, but nobody knows what the legislature is going to do next year. So we're doing everything in our power to stay within that range. So just letting you know, because our budget will have to be final by the 30th of September. So we're meeting with the unions here shortly. We're getting together this Wednesday to put our proposal back to the different unions, and hopefully we can meet somewhere in the middle so we can do this without huge issue. So, just for your information. Mailer emergency business. We did all receive some letters on the solar. They're all in your files. So get a chance to take a look at those. Also, the planning and zoning meeting is 7 o'clock tomorrow evening at the Hubbard Community Center. If it works for y'all, come out there because we'll be voting on that shortly, and there's going to be a lot of people, I'm sure, that will like to speak at that. I know sometimes people they worry about, you know, more than the quorum of commissioners being at a certain thing, but as long as we're not discussing any county business, all of us can be there. So just be sure to not be discussing any county business while we're there, and we'll be good. So if you get an opportunity, show up out there.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
All right.
Our next meeting's on Tuesday. The second, not Monday.
Yep, the next meeting's on a Tuesday because of Labor Day.
Okay.